you're good.
We're going to open the meeting, 6 o'clock. We're all set to go?
Mm-hmm.
Additions and deletions to the agenda, none.
No, that's
yeah.
not true.
No, that's not true.
Oh, that would be under other?
I would like to add personnel.
Okay.
We can discuss it under other so okay. that we can get through the agenda first, if that's allowed.
So, and we're going to add it to other for personnel to be discussed under other. Citizens input.
I don't see any
none? Everybody stayed home tonight. Animal control?
None.
None. Health officer?
None.
None.
Man, we could be out of here by 6:30.
What? Sign the orders.
I'm hungry. I can put it in there.
I screwed up. I just signed on the top line, and that's Tim's line.
Oh, no. Now you're going to have to become the chair again.
No. What do you got? Just 4 orders?
Yeah, there wasn't...
Don't seem like we have a lot. We got 6 people.
Mm-hmm. This must be the last of the sand.
Yep, the sand's all up. Vic finished it last week.
Oh, it shows how much you put in for culverts.
Pike didn't send their bill in?
Mm-mm, not yet.
I thought Norm would have come back on Thursday or Friday, but he never come back around, so.
They've not got a via email yet. Or mail.
Them because I don't have to any questions on any of the ones there.
Just want to look at that other one there.
Yeah.
That's melting water right now.
There's still stuff.
What is a deluxe corporation?
That's checks.
Oh.
They're quite expensive.
Because they're deluxe.
Well, I ordered a little bit more this time. Last time I did 500, but you get 1,000 for like $150 more, so I just did that.
You're not going to look at that. You looked at that one already.
I'll have to wait for Tim to sign them.
This is the last part of that.
Yeah.
Anything for the truck?
Yeah, it's just a separate account, so it doesn't go through AP.
Am I missing one of them? Did we have a thing for payroll, for regular bills?
There should have been one.
Is this one right here?
No, the first one I think I handed you that I signed directly, it had all the sand and gravel and everything
this
on
one
it.
Right here?
Yeah.
That I haven't signed yet.
Yeah. Yeah, one of them had all the sand and sand. That's what I was asking you. It must be if it was the last.
What's that one?
This one right here. No, should be more than that, because the sand's going to be more than both of these.
The sand, one was 5 and one was 4, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I say. It must be
exactly must be underneath there.
No, I guess.
It's toward the back more. This
okay.
Yeah, yeah, I messed up when I was.
Well, no, but okay. I think it was back. That's why I was going through, and I didn't think it was.
At okay, now let me.
Yeah.
Okay,
up.
Now let. Oh, well, I looked at the top part. Usually the cover sheet.
Yeah, I must have not been paying attention.
Okay.
You can blame me on that one.
I'm just saying it.
And we can give you a lecture in private at home.
No, I'd like to do it in public.
So maybe you're going to be calm and wait till you get home and give it back to him. Okay.
She ignores me at home.
I do. It's so awesome.
She's on that cell phone. She just, you're talking to her. And
you didn't actually, I didn't realize you were talking to me last night. In my defense. And I wasn't on my cell phone. I was on my computer.
Maybe you have to say Molly before you start talking to him.
So, Jim Barlow, this is all GNU Sports?
Yes, and that's only partial.
I figured it must be. I didn't want to add it all up.
Well, he did, because he does monthly bills. And yeah. That was till the end of October, but then we still have last week and this week so far.
At the end of this, all of this, we will be able to add it all up and see what it all ended up costing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, last year, I ended up charging it just out of the town funds, but now that it's an ongoing problem, I felt it was probably appropriate just to charge the sports funds.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't
Take
it all out of the select board fund when it's not budgeted for.
Right. That's what I'm saying. If we didn't appropriate for that, any of that in there. I mean, we have some in here for lawyer fees.
Right.
Yeah.
And if it was a small amount, but it's not a small amount.
Yeah.
You know, if it's...
But we'll have a tally on that at the end. We'll know exactly all.
So there's those. Tim, I have to sign those at the next meeting. I got to just finish reading the minutes real quick.
Well, this is why you're trying to do noise for the burn and really great, you know. It's a little different with the grape.
That jelly's weird.
Grape jelly and it's a little different. Than, but I am hungry, so. What did you think?
I thought it was very strange.
Yeah, it is.
It was not what I was expecting. And I guess I just assumed that it would be like a layered thing where you actually might get some kind of different consistency with the jelly. It just tastes like tainted peanut butter to me.
Yeah,
Reese's gone making all different kinds of stuff. Uh-huh. I do like the paydays with the pretzels and stuff. And those are
the Take Fives.
The Take Fives.
I was gonna say the paydays too.
Mm-hmm.
That's all nuts. Take Fives are good. Yeah, because you get that salty with your chocolate.
Yeah.
Salty and peanut butter all in one.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
No, I
you want to wait for Tim to approve them, or?
Sure, we'll wait and then let him read them and see if he's got anything in there.
I had no problem with them.
Yeah, I didn't. I was fine with them.
under highway. So the reclaiming is done and it's paved.
Okay.
They last day they did finish in the rain, so I wanted to talk to Norm about that because I did have some concerns.
Yeah, because it was pouring that day.
Wasn't yeah.
It? Yeah.
And when they started, it wasn't too bad, but when they finished, it was pouring. Yeah.
And you got ahead of them for the culverts, you said last week.
Yeah, so culverts that, are all last all, time. Yeah. All yeah. in that area are all changed. We haven't got to the white culvert road culvert yeah. yet.
No.
If but the I'm weather saying, changes,
you we'll got ahead of this one up here because you said yeah. you were able to get ahead of them so before they paved. So.
Yeah. Parking van, we're going to sign that.
Yeah.
I contacted, tried to contact Fidium.
Yeah.
All them lines that they micro trenched in our roadway, yeah. they were supposed to take care of them.
Yeah.
And Chris Savage was the guy that was supposed to change them. So I contacted him and he got back to me and he didn't do any of them.
Okay.
So nobody has fixed those lines that are 4 inches under the edge of the road.
Okay. And we never heard any more about the bump thing, right?
Nope.
So how much is it? What did they say it was going to cost us? 40, town, 40, somebody, 4,500?
6,000, weren't it?
Did you already go into
that? Was it that much? Okay.
They changed stuff, I thought. You
used
it printed? Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, I don't remember doing this. What was the Fidium pipe? Was that
$4,500
or $5,000
or $6,000
to fix that road?
Around $6,000, I thought.
Oh, yeah, it was right around $6,000.
Around $6,000.
Well, I think that when Tim's back next time, we need to figure that out in there. We need to have drafted. We're spending money on lawyers. We ought to stick it in there because, like, I come over and it's getting, I don't know if it's getting worse or it's just, you can feel a hump into there. And we just paid for that blacktop in there. So I think we should send lawyer to send them a letter saying that we have it somewhere in our minutes, it's somewhere that they were gold. So we should have that dug up and go back into there because it's not fair for us to keep paying this $100,000 or $300,000 for blacktop and then, you know, and then end up having to cut it and dig it up ourselves and then spend another $5,000-$6,000 at the taxpayers.
Fix their problem.
Fixing their problems into there. So
they have a liability insurance.
Yeah. So you should claim it on, but we don't want to let that go too much longer. It's been, this is going on.
2 years.
2 years now. So we need to figure that out, Melissa.
Sorry. Right.
We need to figure out on that. My thing is figure out with it when Tim comes back the week after next on the thing. We need to figure out with that guy because it's not fair. We paid, what was it, almost $300,000 down there or $400,000?
$110,000 on that section.
Yeah.
And then another $110,000 or $112,000.
Going the whole thing, so it's a couple $100,000 that we spent.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think you're going to get anything out of him. I can try to contact some other people at Comcast.
What? You don't think we'll get anything out of Eustace Gable?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to voluntarily give you anything.
Well, they must have insurance. That's what I'm saying.
They do, which let me look around. I have it somewhere.
Okay, well, look at it. I just think if we don't.
Yeah, we should be able to file a claim against his insurance.
Yeah.
And if we file a claim, you're going to put it not just for that, all your time sending them letters and everything else.
Because we have all that documentation. It's either that we throw our arms up and let it go in here, and then when it gets bad or you happen to catch it with the plow and it takes the top off, we have to fix it, right? Then we'll have to end up doing something down there.
So
and
maybe
it's not
let me do some digging. I have that in a group somewhere with the insurance and everything, and then I'll maybe try to gather some communication.
And the minutes, he sent right here and said he would pay for it.
Yeah, so
that's in the October of 23 minutes, I think?
Yeah. So we need to get the copy of those into there and find out what it is in here, because even if we have to spend a little bit with Jim to try to get our money or find out if we submit a claim to their insurance company, or just maybe we'll do that just here, try to submit a claim to them in here and give them the documentation we have in there saying that they're going to pay, because it's just not fair for the taxpayers to have to come up with that kind of money, because eventually the plow going over eventually is going to catch it. It's just going to take the top right off of it.
What's going to do is they end up cracking.
Yeah.
And then you'll start lifting.
And then it'll start breaking the top off.
Yeah. So on the behalf of the taxpayers, we should probably look into that more in here, because we spent a lot of money in there. All these blacktop roads cost the town a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we have a winter parking ban.
You don't have to sign it.
Huh?
You haven't signed them. There's no signatures in the last several years, but
okay.
You're just going to put them in paper.
in the paper, and then we'll sit on the website and all of this stuff.
Okay.
I'm printing it right now. I'm on Facebook page.
Okay.
After today, I was thinking about that, and I said, well, did you buy
it? And we have a list of people that we send this to. Do we still have that list?
I don't know if it's a list, but I can figure it out.
Okay. We can do that tomorrow.
Do you have any today, though?
The only thing is Joseph Lilly up there.
Yeah.
Even though we spent all that money putting them in, everything is outside of there, that is in the right of way. Mm-hmm. Concrete blocks are out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Beyond that fence.
So, do you want his letter to be more specific about that other stuff, or are we sticking to what we've been sending?
I talked with Matt Reed a little bit about it. He says that what we should do is send him a letter stating he got so long to get this stuff removed. Just what the lawyer, I didn't bring that one with me, but you gave me.
Yeah, that's what he said to do.
And after the 30 days, you start finding him. It's whether it's $1 a day or $5 a day. And if he doesn't pay, then at the end of the year, at the end of the winter, you put a lien on his property. And then that will continue to go as long as that's in there. And you can just keep adding that fee right to it. And eventually, you'll have to move it. But if we document everything, if somebody comes around that corner and runs in that cement block, they can't come after the town.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've been trying to get it removed. And now that fence, like he says, that's not a typical fence. That's a permanent structure. He cemented that into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So that there again, now he has a permanent structure that wasn't there when he did the survey.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to, on his survey, he's going to document everything, where everything was when he did the survey, and that fence wasn't there. So he's documenting when he put the things in, he put a fence in the town right away, and he knew where it was.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay,
right now I have to pull out around the concrete blocks.
Yeah.
So, do you want me to get two different letters, or one letter encompassing all of the right away?
Well, everything's supposed to be out of the right of way in there. That's what everybody else is.
Right, but we usually send them kind of a generic, please make sure your stuff is out of the way for the plow and the road maintenance. But
let's do the generic one and see how that goes in there. We do the same for everybody. And then that way there, it's the same letter goes to everybody. And then if it be no different than anyone else that we have, if we have an issue with in here, we'd be sending them a different, additional, somehow, whatever, figure out what letter. But everybody gets the same one, so we're not.
Well, his is a little bit different in the fact that his comes from the lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we have the lawyer
send.
It's
the same information.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Because Lamoille County charged us 3 hours with two deputies. We were only there about an hour. So it cost us 6 hours. There's
$510.
Yeah, what's it, 85?
$85 an hour.
Yeah.
Matt said that there's a minimum.
Oh, there's a minimum?
Yeah.
I asked him today when he called.
So bands, they use the same thing right away and everything.
What's that?
The band, just the right away and then just...
Basically.
It's the statues anyway, right? Into there, yeah.
And, Matt told me yesterday, he says, he intentionally let that dog go after Harold. I didn't see that.
Mm-hmm.
But he literally let go of the dog, and it went right after Harold. Because I told him that we had gotten a complaint about it.
Basically the same thing. Yeah.
Ouch, his rates are going to jump.
Yeah.
$200 an hour.
Yeah, I see that, yeah. But he said, actually, they're not going up. It just said
because the initials. Are you guys voting on the parking ban?
I'll make a motion to accept the parking ban.
It's written. Okay. Seconded.
All those in favor? Aye.
Okay. So now we can get that in the paper. Or get it.
I just didn't know if you wanted to vote for it.
Well, the 15th is going to be.
Yeah.
So we need to get, if you're going to, either that, you got to change the date. We're not going to get it in there, that's all.
We can put it in just the way it's written. So. Yeah.
Okay.
It's been, I think.
It's been that way.
Yeah.
It's the same paper anyway. I think we just use the same thing. So.
We've got the Western Star back. The programming on it was incompatible from one thing to the other. They had to change a bunch of the programming in it.
How'd that happen? Come from the factory like that? Yeah. Huh.
So they fixed it, no charge. So.
Okay.
But the light is back on the Western Star. So they.
What'd they say?
Huh? They wanted me to drop it off down there, but I told them I had it all suited up to plow, and the Western Star didn't have the winter tires on it. I didn't have the plow frame on it. I told them, I said, I'm going to bring it back, suit everything up, so I know I got a truck I can plow with, and then I'll take it back down to them. But I started plowing with it. I plowed today with it, and the light is off, been off on it. So maybe it fixed itself.
No, on the old one. That's the one we just had down there, too, right?
Yeah,
down there.
Yeah, that's one we spent a lot of money on.
Right, the fix, yep. The culvert's pretty much done in here. Looks like the ditching's pretty much done.
Got them two culverts left to do.
Yeah, right.
If we get the weather, we're going to do those. Yeah. And the ditching. Got done what we could get done.
Yeah, right, but it seemed like you got pretty much it. Everything. Yeah.
So, ratify additions and deletions, there was none on that time.
Mm-hmm.
Grant update?
I'm finishing up Greg's Road right now. We finally got SD Ireland's bill. I had to call him and get that. So, I'm finishing that up now. As for Blakeville, we're just waiting for Mitchie to send us the final results, so then I can submit that one.
Did Chris send you a copy of the permit yet?
No.
For that? Okay.
No. It has not come through. I have not seen it. I haven't gotten anything from that. I haven't gotten anything from Chad or Chris for that one. And then Griggs Road is all, I'm just finishing typing everything up, and we'll have everything. I can submit that one.
Okay.
All the ones I have. Unless most have anything on Milfoil or anything to update with.
No, we're kind of wrapping those up and getting ready to apply for the new ones.
Okay, that's what I thought.
So, appoint Eden U Sports Committee members.
Tim said he was okay with the two letters of interest if you guys want to.
Okay. You had two letters of interest here? Were they in my packet?
They were in your packet.
One was probably from Christina Brown.
Yeah, and then one was from me.
Molly Morn, okay, right there.
Yeah. I think Christina's got stuck to the
bathroom. I think it's stuck to there. Okay.
No?
No, Hannah.
Maybe on the bottom of yours, is it?
No. Yeah. You know I put it in there. There it is. Here are the two letters of interest.
And we've received nothing else. I posted it on Front Porch Forum. I put it on the website.
I posted it on the EU Sports Facebook page where I was looking for coaches. Nothing.
What's the board's pleasure?
I think they both had interest into it in there. We nominated them for the to be on the board on the Eden Youth Sports Committee. Molly Morin and Christina Brown.
Okay.
I'll second it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Welcome aboard.
And
then there was generator. I don't know if you guys. So I did some digging, and after we got the Brookfield one, and I don't know who told Melissa last year, but Melissa told me to reach out to Farmyard Store.
But and, we reached out early this time, so they actually got us a quote beforehand.
So I have two quotes in there from them. I don't know if you want to wait until Tim's back to discuss that.
When's the contract up for the
meeting? I think we got, you got one more meeting.
Got one more.
Okay, yeah. We'll do it at the next meeting. I'll put it on there for the next meeting. Okay. Now, other, we'll go back up. So we're going to, under other, we're going to discuss personnel issues with E News Sports.
I'll find that.
I've mixed the two together. I should have put my file off to one side. Like I said, I hadn't looked through it. That wasn't there.
Right here. Not
it. Okay.
Just the first part.
Excuse me.
So I'll make a motion to go into executive session per VSA 313A3 to discuss the appointment, employment, evaluation of a public officer or employee.
Second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we're coming out of executive sessions. No decisions were made.
I do have one other thing for other.
Okay.
So, records requests. We've obviously had a lot of them lately. I hadn't mentioned charging anyone because I didn't realize how much time it was going to take.
But we can.
We can. I just want to make sure that you guys are okay. I can't find anywhere whether you voted on it previously, so I think you should vote on it. $1 per minute after 30 minutes for my time, $2 for the lawyer's time. So the first 30 minutes is free. Anything after that, they have to pay, which we would notify them up front when they request anything, that if it takes longer than 30 minutes, this would be the fee.
And how much for lawyer?
$2 a minute.
A minute, okay.
So you could recoup some of your costs.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So it got for the lawyer, it's costing you $200 an hour,
right?
And you're gonna get back 60 of it.
Yeah.
Better than none.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you need to officially vote, but I don't see it done anywhere else.
Is that mostly when you're dealing with delinquent taxes that people are coming up asking for records?
No, this is like even news sports and stuff.
That's
the only real thing that I've had that takes any time. Most people asking for records is land records, things that I don't need to think about because they're obviously public.
Yeah.
Anything that has to do with the operations and stuff has to go through the lawyer because there's 250 exemptions by law. That's where your time is coming in.
Okay.
So if somebody calls and wants copies of all these emails, they're going to start paying for them.
If it takes longer than a half an hour, yes.
Okay.
Which, that's nothing new. I just don't know if you guys have ever done it or dealt with it before.
I don't recall into there.
No,
I don't think
but
we
it
run
is
into...
by law. You can do that. You could probably charge whatever you wanted, but that seems to be the going rate.
So we need a motion to do that?
I mean, they're public records. They're open to the public.
And we don't have a problem giving them to anybody.
And most generally, I wouldn't think it would take over a half hour on something simple.
No, but we get requests all the time for simple things, and it's a couple minutes.
Yeah.
But it's when it takes time finding because they want lengthy type of stuff.
When it takes time, and then you could also, like, leave printed a ton of printed a ton of things, so then you could you would charge for the
copies. So we could charge so much per copy. A lot of places do that. I've done that.
We charge anyway, so that would be included in.
Yeah.
You would pay the $2 and $1 in addition to the copy fees.
Is that something we want to vote on now, or we want to wait for Tim to be here to vote on?
Tim says he's okay with it.
If you guys have corresponded on with that in there, then I'm fine with that. It sounds like it's a logical thing to do, and it sounds like it's kind of practiced elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that would take effect when? Starting at,
as soon as
we make the motion?
Yeah, as soon as we adopt it into there, so.
So what's your pleasure?
Yeah. So it's going to be, so I get it straight into the records into there. You have to give them a free up to a half hour mm-hmm. for anything you do onto there. And then it's for every minute.
So every minute after that, if it's my time, it's $1. Or Molly's time would be $1. Anything above me would be $2.
Yeah, and then so much per copy.
Right.
Okay. That's the motion I made then, so I got it straight on what you're looking for.
I'll second it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And it does already, that's already on, it says on the record requested to fill out that they agreed to pay reasonable charges. There just wasn't a dollar limit listed.
And then...
FYI?
The only FYI thing was the budget thing.
Yeah. He stopped down to the grocery.
Did he talk to you?
Yeah.
Because he did call me, wanted to make sure... I think it's pretty clear, but wanted to make sure that you knew that $100,000 of it was for paving.
Yep. Well, he stopped down there and was asking about the budget, and he said, well, I want to do it, two of them, because I want one for paving the yard. I said, well, when you're doing that, you need to put it in there, either put so much into a paving fund or something like that every year until you get the money saved up, or if you want to spend an extra $100,000.
Which he did. He's got it in the line item in there.
It's got to be a line item on there because people are going to look at it. Okay, I want to pave down there. They got no estimates on how much it's going to cost to pave it. But $100,000 to pave that yard down there. And so look at their budget went from 92,000 to
192,000. Do you want estimates? Do you want me to ask them
first? He said he was getting some. He went off from somebody did one there, going in there and doing it. He kind of, I think it was from ST Pavins, he kind of went off and they were 90-something thousand. He just threw a number in there. Because they didn't plan on doing it this coming summer. They plan on doing it in, like in 27. Well, you know, if you put that in there, you got to kind of spend the money in that year.
Yeah, unless he's going to ask for half this year and half next year.
Because any money, they can't carry money over.
I don't know.
They can't carry money over if they don't use it.
But they're...
Non-profit.
They're non-profit, yes. Profit then. I don't know how that will work because they don't run like we do necessarily, but I have no idea how it is.
They're divided amongst everybody.
Because what do they do at the end of the year if they have extra money? They keep
They transfer it into a money market.
I don't know.
Well, it looks like they've transferred $15,550 into a money market. Oh, no, from the money market.
From it.
So, I don't know. Transferred to the money market. They've transferred $2,500.
Does it give you the balance of the money market?
I don't see anything where... I was looking down through it real quick and looking at a budget, if your insurance cost you $27,000 last year, how can you budget $18,000 this year? Yeah. They budgeted $18,000. They cost them $27,673.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's a $9,000 shortfall. Mm-hmm. Or 9,500. So you would think, like we look at our stuff, there's stuff that we have no control over. Your insurance is one of them.
We adjust it accordingly to what, to bring it, try to balance, come out even as we can.
So this number here, this 27,000 here, needs to go over here. Would you, you know, I'm just.
You can only assume you're at least spending the same.
Yeah, I was just looking at just real quick here.
And about everything else, they did do that. But for that one, for some reason, they're going to, I don't know
maybe
why.
Maybe they got a new insurance company or something, but that's a pretty big jump.
Yeah, it was a decrease.
Yeah, it's a third more. You know, everything else is within reason. I mean, your equipment, you don't know. I mean, you. Truck maintenance, you don't know. You take it to the shop, you're $5,000 over. All you do is take it to the shop one time, and there's your $5,000. You can't really budget what you're spending on the equipment. Well, you can, but to balance your budget, you need to take and come up here to do away with some of the other stuff.
Well, insurance,
instead of buying so much gravel that you might have to, what you spent on your maintenance, you may have to take out of somewhere else out of your budget.
Those are the two things that really come stick out into there, you know what I mean? The air packs, they got money in that. There wasn't a lot of money in there, but the others, the insurance and the equipment, but then they're just, you know, that's a guessing game anyway. Fire gear.
I told them that Graves does a good job fire paving, like they did the store yard up here.
Yeah,
and they reclaimed that, and somebody smaller like that doesn't have the overhead that somebody like Pike does to do like a private driveway. Mm-hmm. You might be look at them and say, what's it going to cost me? Instead of getting one from somebody like ECI, because their mobilization is out of Burlington.
Yeah.
You know, it's like us up there, that project up there, that's $140,000 we just spent up there. But you did almost a mile of road, put the base down and reclaimed it and put a bite. So.
And there are a lot of some other things in there. I don't know about the Slayton's in there. There's other small, like you said, the Gray up into there.
Yeah.
There's other smaller outfits that do paving that they might be able to figure. I see that might be, for them, it's a pretty good sized job.
But
for these other companies, it's not really that much of a job.
And like he said, well, we want to take out all the old pavement. Well, you can reclaim it.
Right.
You reclaim it, mix it right in, and then grade your yard up and use that as your base, like what we did up there.
Yeah.
And that's what they did in the store yard. It tightens your base up. And then
it packs like heck, too.
And then you grade your yard up, and then you cut it down for what you want for mix in there. Because you start trucking all that stuff out, and then you got to bring gravel back in.
Drives the cost up quick.
Yeah. And then this here, this when it goes to the voters, this will here, the voters will vote on this.
Yeah.
And if they turn down that, they'll say, well, somebody comes up and says, well, we're only going to budget and make a motion to approve $90,000 or $120,000, they're going to have a shortfall.
How does that work? So what exactly are you approving when you approve their budget? You're just approving to bring it to the voters?
Yep.
You're not actually approving the budget.
Ain't that what we usually do?
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, we just take this in here. So it's like the sheriff's department, and we bring, because we put it in the budget into there.
Right, but like at the fire department, you vote to approve the budget. But what are you... Are you actually approving the budget, or are you just approving the fact that you're going to put it on the warning?
We're voting to put it on the warning, let the voters... My understanding of it.
Yeah, because we don't vote.
So maybe we should just make that clear
to them. Because this goes into the town report.
Yeah.
Yeah, into there. So but when we do our budget, you know, that's for kind of more or less for our button. So we go and...
In our flood board fund.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We budget that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So we're going to budget because it gives us an idea. So we have to know what it is, because every time they come back, remember, and hit us with another $25,000, I said to him, I said, listen, you got to put it in here, because every time then we have to go back to the voters put it in as another line item.
Or get it from some of these other accounts.
Right.
Well, you do have that fire department reserve.
Yeah.
Well, I can check how much money's in there. That I'm not sure.
But last couple of years, Brent's had this for us before we got down there, so at least you could look it over.
Yeah. Well, I asked him to get us a copy of it, so.
Yeah, I asked him as soon as we approved the date. Yeah, that's
125. Yeah. 125 in their reserve?
Yep.
So we wouldn't have, what we can do is we can approve their budget of, it'd be 46,000 on our part, and that half of that 100,000 can come out of their reserve fund.
Right.
So we have the money in that reserve fund.
So actually wouldn't raise it, that wouldn't raise the, the tax base at all then, really.
No, their budget would be going up from last year's budget. You're going up about $2,000, $2,150.
Right. I'm just saying, so that would be.
That's what we should do with all the reserve.
And if
fund.
You do that, I would just, you could do that right at the meeting and make it clear to them that it's coming out of the reserve we have for you.
Right.
You're not going to charge the voters.
Yeah. Because we sat here and we tried to make sure our budget so that we don't have to go up and down, you know what I mean, that we're in there where it is. We like to have their level funded or as close to
as possible. I think something like that, you're also showing the voters, this is exactly why we have these reserves. This is why we're raising a little bit at a time.
Well, that's what we said about the truck, too, and you know what I mean, having the equipment fund in there, that they didn't get hammered all at once in here. So it's in there for you, into there, and everybody pays a portion. I won't say a small, but pays a portion across with whatever their taxes are.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, then maybe just discuss that with Tim briefly in the next meeting before you go to the fire department.
So that would reduce it down. They'd still have $75,000 left in there.
Yeah.
If our share is half.
Yeah. Half of that whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their regular budget that would go into our thing, into our select board fund would be $46,000.
Right. Which isn't I didn't look at it all up quick, but that's not a high, it hasn't gone up that much from last year.
Roughly, it's going to go up $1,025.
For our half?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we need to ask about how the insurance thing, how that can be down, that can be so low, because I guess certain, that doesn't make sense in there. I'm trying to figure out. Can't believe that they found an insurance company that much cheaper.
Unless they had a lot of deductible stuff out of there.
Or maybe they have less firefighters or something. You want me to ask them that ahead of time? So
if you can find it, just ask him how come that go down, unless they had a lot of claims.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if something broke or they hit something or, you know what I mean, or whatever.
Yeah.
Or was it somebody get hurt more? And what makes them think they're
truck maintenance, I understand, but they're all new trucks, so those should... Yeah.
Right.
I think the maintenance on the truck is, I think of what he explained to me, they had to buy some new gear to go on there because the gear didn't fit the truck. But when you start talking equipment, it doesn't take long to spend $5,000.
No. Any more on the balls?
No, she's coming in December.
I hope I separated them pieces. I think I got everything back in. And you took the orders, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I haven't. There was one company that I was like upfront with him. I asked about, we were looking for someone to build a vault, and he told me yes, they did it. And then after like 2 weeks, he finally was like, the shelving, and I was like, no, we're looking for someone to like actually build the vault. He goes, oh, we partner with Firelock, and I was like, oh, we already got an estimate for Firelock. So that person was coming in December. But I did find a book that I forwarded to Tim. I don't know if you read any of it. But there are some pretty strict specifications.
They're concrete, so, I mean, unless it's built out of special concrete.
No, it doesn't look like everything's built out of a special concrete. I have notes on it.
You can insulate it, you know.
Well, Mr. Kemp, can we use one of their box culverts?
There you go. Precast.
That's what I said, that box culvert. Looking at those over, they've been over to Averidge Gore over there, to Montgomery over there, that thing. They've got some that have been sitting there forever. Even though I drive by them and say, I wonder how you get a bolt out of one of those out there. In the there, it's already
right,
made it.
The state garage right there in Montgomery.
Yeah. I said, God, they look like they're 5 or 6 feet. So I said, two of those, and then. And
I guess what they did, all those things, they bought some forms.
Yeah.
And they started pouring them. But they never tested their concrete.
Oh, they didn't have it.
So it went past specs.
Really?
Yeah, because they had no specs on the concrete. So they can't use them. They're not certified.
Yeah, that wouldn't work. It has to be certified.
Yeah.
Well, they have to do a slump test, and then they have to send it out the cylinders, and then, I don't know, is it? Up to five days, they smash it, and then 21 and 30, I think, they... Supposed to be a strength, I think it is, or something like that.
Yeah, I'm getting notes. I'm slowly getting there for you guys. Because I tried to print out that book for you, but it turned into microscopic writing.
Oh, and I haven't seen the contract from our beach managers.
Oh, yeah.
Have they reached out to you?
No, we saw them a couple of weeks ago, but they didn't bring any contracts in.
Yeah, they did it. They took them. They're going to get back to us on the thing. I forgot about that.
Yeah, because they were, because she came in to get her last ship.
That was supposed to happen at the last meeting, and then I didn't see one tonight.
Yeah.
They're probably not worried about it, but I just think that if they're going to be doing this stuff over the winter, they should be fine.
Yeah. Well, we did go because we wanted to get it signed to see to make sure they were locked in and they're ready to go.
What do you think?
Go ahead and do it.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.